Okay, Daisha, go ahead and say pineapple for me.
You said apple first.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, God. You said
pineapple.
And that's how we're gonna sink it.
Don't switch up the fucking fruit on me, okay? I need the one fruit. I'm prepared to say apple, and then you switch up on me, and you make me say pineapple. What's wrong with you? Are you insane?
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Get it together.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't even like pineapples. I like apples.
You don't like pineapple?
No.
Oh, okay. I like pineapple.
I don't care if you like pineapple. You said apple, that's what mattered. And you said that on me.
I know, but when I told you to say apple to sync the audio, I was going to tell you pineapple, but I said apple on accident, and then I just stuck with it.
But then you didn't stick with it because you decided to switch it again.
I know, because my brain was still on pineapple.
I think that you should get your act together, okay? And next time when you tell me a fruit, you keep that fruit. Okay. Do you get it? Understand?
Yes.
Or else you get a knuckle sandwich.
A knuckle sandwich?
A knuckle sandwich.
No, no, no. Okay, you ready? Okay. Get your act together!
Don't yell at me when you're the one who switches the fucking pineapple, okay?
Okay, you're still on the pineapple?
I am still on the pineapple. Don't make fun of me. Don't laugh at me. Why are you belittling me? I'm very passionate about this pineapple. You are belittling me because you just said, are you eating your pineapple? Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Silent now, huh?
I can't.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Daddy.
Let's start. Okay. Hello, Rue. I can't. Stop laughing! We have to start.
Hold on.
Get the giggles out.
That didn't help me at all.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 24 Frames Podcast, the Owl House Edition. We are your hosts, Paris.
And Day.
We are now on the fourth episode, The Intruder. If you have not watched the episode yet, we recommend you do that now and come back once you're done.
This is your warning now. Spoilers ahead.
Probably one of the longest intros that we've done, because I'm definitely keeping everything that just happened in.
Oh my god, there's a spider! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh, record scratch! Oh no!
Kill it!
I'm killing it! Okay, it's dead.
I can't.
Okay.
Every episode, our intros get more and more chaotic.
Press play!
Okay!
Okay, we're fine now.
Okay. So, let me give everyone a quick description of the episode. Luce and King have to defend the Owl House from a mysterious intruder. And that's all Google gave me.
Mysterious intruder?
Yeah. Don't be a liar again, Daisha.
I'm a liar, Ferris. I'm a liar. I feel guilty.
It's okay. We're gonna talk about the episode soon.
Okay.
But first, we gotta give the people some fun facts.
Oh, sound the alarm. Go ahead, Miss Perry.
Okay. So, obviously, we're already diving in. When Cursed Ida is smelling the book, the fourth code is revealed on the book, and it gets cracked into EHPAHRT, and it's translated into apart. So now we have, two witches torn apart? Which is like a full sentence right there. So they don't really need to add anything else. I don't need to know anything else. It says, the carving picture of the Snaggleback in King's book bears the resemblance style based on Monster Hunter's monster icons. I don't know what that is, but...
I also don't know what that means.
It's there for anybody who does. Another one was that it says this episode takes place a week after the events of the first episode, which now tells us how long Luz has been there so far. The board, the like little demon board that King has, Bill Cipher's on it. I don't remember seeing him on there, so I don't know how big or small he is on that like whiteboard or chalkboard or whatever the hell it is. But Bill Cipher's on it. So yeah.
Oh, I should remember that.
Yeah. Look for a picture if you can.
Oh, I see it. He's on a green sticky note.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Send it over to me and I'll post that with when the episode goes up. But yeah, that's all the fun facts I have for this episode.
Okay, slay, slay, slay.
Thank you. So now we can dive into the actual episode and speak on it.
All right. Dive right into the episode with a Steve Irwin impression. Actually, Luz is doing like an Australian.
Yeah.
Luz is doing an Australian voice. She is documenting the most fearsome creature in the world, King.
King.
And as he battles his enemy, a ducky sock. He rips the ducky sock apart and beats it up. Which just King? Shows.
Let's talk about King for a second. King calls himself the King of Demons, but like he doesn't say what type of demon he is, does he?
No.
Okay. So he just calls himself the King of Demons without like actually explaining what kind of demon he is ever.
I think because he thinks he's the King of Demons, he doesn't think that he has a specific breed. Like he is just a demon, if that makes sense.
Right. You'd think that he'd do some research, you know?
Yeah, probably, because I feel like that'd be like an identity issue. For him, though. Yeah.
There definitely is an identity issue that's, you know, obviously delved into like later on in the show. But you'd think that he'd know what type of demon he is.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that was like the first note I made while watching this episode.
Yeah. So King's like teaching Luz about demons and stuff, or he's trying to teach Luz about demons and stuff, but Luz keeps interrupting and she's not really paying attention, and she puts like super cute emojis over him and stuff. Even demons have inner demons. I fucking love that. I love that line so much.
That's funny. It starts raining and we get a little glimpse into the weather on the Boiling Isles. It's like Luz goes outside to like look at the rain or whatever, and the rain starts to hurt her, and it like hits like a flower, and like the flower like dies because it's acid rain.
It is boiling rain, yes.
The Boiling Isles gets more and more dangerous as each episode goes by. That's all I gotta say about that.
Yeah. I also wrote down Boiling Rain. I wonder if that hurts Hootie. But then we get the answer for that, like, in a second.
Oh, so. Yeah. Because it does hurt him. She has to, like, put, like, a protective bubble around him, right?
Yeah. I think that's kind of crazy, though, because, like, they don't really get to experience, like, rain, you know? Like, you know, on Earth, you walk around and you get hit by the rain and you're not worried about it hurting you. But there, they don't get that. I also wonder how many plants and stuff that destroys, you know? That has to be detrimental to, like, their environment. Yeah. Especially if there's, like, a storm?
But, like, you'd think that, like, the way that their world works, that there's, like, plants that don't get affected by acid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, kind of like, I forgot the word. Like, when you, like... I don't know. I forgot the word. basically like when you like adjust to like whatever setting you're in.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I also forgot the word.
Yeah, I forgot it. I'm gonna
adapt.
Yeah. You think like over time of like adapting, like the wildlife and you know like the plants and stuff wouldn't be affected by acid rain or anything like that.
Yeah. Wild. It's not acid. It's boiling rain.
Yeah, but like it's like acid, bro.
I wouldn't say so. Lucy's skin didn't burn off. She's got burnt.
Okay. Boiling rain.
Whatever, okay? So, after that happens, the intro plays, and it's back at the owl house. Actually, no. They show, like, the townspeople reacting to the rain, and everybody's kind of just, like, scrambling to get inside. They show Willow when she's grabbing her plants and shit. Tiny Nose kicks out a mouse from his house so that she can take cover. And I just thought that was really funny because I love her so much. And she's a queen.
Any appearance from her is great.
10 out of 10 episode just because Tiny Nose is in it. Like, that's my logic every single time.
Yeah.
So then afterwards, we're back at the Owl House. And King gives Luz a Band-Aid. And then he puts one on his nose. And he calls them Boo Boo Buddies.
Oh my god, yeah! Boo Boo Buddies! King is so cute.
He's adorable. He's so cute and little.
I love how, like, Luz, like, fawns over him.
Yeah.
He thinks that, like, he's, like, the most adorable thing ever.
He is the most adorable thing ever. She's perfectly right.
I'm thoroughly surprised that this is episode 4. And, like, we get, like, heavy lore from this episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. I didn't, like, this show kind of moves faster than I remember it moving.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I think it's because, I don't know about you, but I know I was watching it, like, season 1, like, as it was airing. So, like, I guess because there was, like, the week time spans between episodes, everything felt like it was paced out a little bit longer. But now as you, like, watch the episodes, like, just in mass, everything goes by so much faster. Because, like, I remember looking at this episode and I was like, oh my god, we're already at this point of the show.
I know. That's
because exactly I was like, this is only the fourth one, you know? It was so wild.
Yeah.
The show, maybe they get to the point, though. That's the thing. Like, they literally, like, very early, they're kind of just like, okay, we're moving forward with what we're trying to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I like about this show, too, though, is, like, there's, like, some, like, cartoon or, like, animated shows that, like, have way too many filler episodes, and you'll get, like, the plot line for, like, 3 episodes out of the entire season.
Yeah. And
it's, like, it's so annoying. It's, like, I want to get to the plot. Like, give me the plot. Which is why Gravity Falls was so good, too.
Yeah, I agree. Put it around Hootie so that he doesn't get boo-boos from the boiling rain. And she actually, Luz is like, oh, the weather here is so cool. And then Ida's like, oh, yeah, we don't have weather. We have plagues, tornadoes, shale hail, and pain bows. And then she says, that is a rainbow that turns you inside out.
Yep.
Or King says that. He says, it's like a rainbow, but looking at it turns you inside out.
Taste the
and
rainbow.
I was kind of mind blown by that because I just love the random little bits of like the horror of the Boiling Isles that we get. Since, I don't know, I never think about it. And then they're like, oh yeah, that's a fucking rainbow that will turn you inside out. And you're like, what the, you know, it's weird.
We're like, kind of, I mean, I feel like the audience is supposed to be like sort of mesmerized by the Boiling Isles because we're seeing it all from like Luz's perspective. But they say like little like things like that, and the Boiling Isles sounds terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
So Ida puts the like little protection around Hootie and stuff like that. And then she's like really drained and tired, which is like the first time that we've seen like Ida be like this and, like, just be drained by doing, like, too much magic, which you don't think would happen, or, like, you don't think of, like, it could happen, but, like, you don't think about it happening, you know?
Yeah.
So, basically, Luce asks Ida to show her how to do one spell. Ida's like, okay, I'll show you how to do a light spell. But she's, like, super tired. She does it once, and then she, like, tells Luce, like, how people do magic on the Boiling Isles, and, like, witches have, like, magic sacks in their hearts?
Yes, bile sacks.
Bile sacks, yeah. They have, like, bile sacks of magic in their heart. So, basically, like, Luce is like, okay, well, I don't have that, because humans don't have magic, so how do I do magic? And then Ida's just kind of like, well, I don't know.
That's it. She was just like, I don't
that's
know.
That's it. So,
She says that, like, witches in the past used to do magic without that, but she just never bothered learning how because she never needed to.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Ida, like, wants to, like, basically crash, but Luce asks her to do, like, the light spell one more time, but she records it so that Ida can, like, go to bed and she can just keep watching the recording and try and figure it out. After that happens, Ida does the spell one more time and then basically passes out. Ida dies.
Ida dies. That's the description for the episode.
Yeah, that's... Ida dies. So Ida passes out from being so tired. And Luce
is like, I killed Ida.
Yeah. But they didn't kill Ida. So, like, her and King drag her into her bedroom and, you know, lay her down. And she's sleeping. And then I think King and Luce make, like, an agreement, right? I think he basically is like, oh, like, I'll help you learn magic if you let me teach you about demons. And they make that agreement, and then I think they try and, like, figure out, like, how exactly she does it. And then that's when King remembers that Ida takes, like, an elixir or something like that. So he sneaks into her room and steals it, and he's like, I think this is how she does magic. So if you drink this, then you'll have magic. So Luce is about to drink it, and then I think, like, a bolt of lightning strikes and she drops it. So now Luce is like, well, I still don't have magic. And then the power goes out, and then this is where everything goes sideways. They should take it away.
Yeah, King was trying to tell Luce about, like, another demon, and he draws it out, and he says that it's the most spine-chilling demon, Smoochie Pie the Sweetie Baby. And I found it so fucking funny. There's also another joke that I wrote down, but I can't find it.
There's another joke! I think it's when he's sneaking into Ida's room, and he gets scared by something on the ground.
The bear trap! Yes,
yeah!
He's like, nah, my heart wasn't in it.
Yeah, he was like, you didn't even try. He's like, yeah, my heart wasn't in it. And Spike walks away.
That's the one I wrote down. I couldn't find where it was at.
That one down, and then I wrote the Snaggleback one down too. So we'll get to it.
Okay.
They're like, basically, the house, like, shuts down or whatever, and they start getting chased by this monster. Which, by the way, they low-key killed... Like, the monster low-key killed Hootie.
Yeah, no, Hootie, like, screams in terror, and then we see the monster holding Hootie on the floor, and his eyes are X's.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally dead.
I watched it, and I was like, he's dead. Like, he can't come back from that. But, obviously, he does. Cause he's the Owl House. They literally killed Hootie and was like, no, like, he's not actually dead. It's whatever. That didn't actually happen. That's what the writer said.
Yeah, just ignored it. It's fine.
Anyways, So, they're getting chased by, like, this monster that, King thinks is, like, this big ferocious demon called the Snaggleback. And him and Luce get separated or whatever, and, King finds, like, Luce's shoe on the ground, so he starts chasing the Snaggleback, because he sees, like, a shadow or whatever. So he starts chasing it and stuff, and, he finally, like, leads into this closet where he sees the Snaggleback. He, like, takes back the curtain. And it turns out that the Snaggleback is, like, some, like, really itty-bitty demon that's not harmful whatsoever.
He's just in their house hiding from the rain.
Yeah. And it turns out that, like, there's a different monster in there. And this is the joke that I was talking about, because he gets... the Snaggleback gets picked up from the monster and he goes, "Oh no, a twist." That was so funny. I laughed out loud.
It was so funny.
That was hilarious. It was so funny.
Thank God. So like the Snaggleback gets picked up, and the door opens, and the monster's all there creepy staring at King or whatever. So King's about to get eaten, and then Luce saves him, because Luce always, actually he runs for his life for a little bit. This episode was actually a little bit scary, like that chasing scene with King and the demon, but it was like actually was creepy. It was also really well animated, but like freaky.
It was
so
scary.
Luce ends up finding him, and she grabs him and whatever. She lost her shoe, so she didn't get killed by the Snaggleback. So slay. After this, King finds the missing piece to the elixir, like, paper that was hooked onto the elixir that he had stolen earlier, and it reveals that it says, "An elixir a day keeps the curse at bay." And this is when they realize that the creature is Ida.
Dun dun dun!
Dun dun! Oh no! A twist!
A twist!
So then, a twist! So they continue to run from the now newly revealed Ida. They're both, like, hiding behind a thingy. I don't know what it's called. It's, like, a little... I don't even know what part of the owl house they're at.
No clue.
This is, like, the most we've ever seen of the house.
Yeah, it is.
Like, usually we kind of just see, like, their living room area, like, the downstairs. But this is the most we ever see.
Mm-hmm.
So King gets all sad, and he's like, "I just wanted you to be into demons the way you were into magic," because he wanted to have her, you know, interested in her stuff.
Yeah.
In his stuff, I mean.
Even though 2 episodes ago he wanted nothing to do with her. So Luce is like,
"Let's finish the lesson." Exactly. We're going to ignore that. So, what the fuck happens? Okay, yeah. So then they're trying to figure out how to, like, help Ida and how to get her to, like, calm down or whatever. And King's like, you should use the light spell, because light is what keeps her cursing at bay. Not at bay, but it keeps the little creature from freaking out or whatever. It blinds the creature, basically.
Yeah.
So Luce goes back to watch the video on her phone to see if she can do the light spell. And boom, because her phone is now cracked, it glitches, and she sees a pattern inside of the light spell. So she traces it out on a little leaf that they have. And drumroll, please. Luce does her first spell. I really love that scene of Luce getting her magic. And it's so weird because I forgot that it was so early on that she did, like, her first spell. It's just a cute scene.
Yeah, I agree.
So then they launch into plan, I don't know, tame Ida? I don't know, you can take it away.
So I don't even remember what they do. They just, like, they use the lights, right?
They're using, like, a little, like, diamond shiny thing that they've been messing with her for, like, the entire episode. I'm trying to see what they're doing. Like, so it's, like, a whole little chase scene. What do they do? Oh, they cover her with a blanket.
Uh-huh.
And then Luce draws a big light glyph on the wall and sets it off. Why does she do this? I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I guess that knocks the beast out, and that was enough for them to put the elixir,
mm-hmm.
like, in her mouth so that she could drink it and go back to normal.
Okay.
She barfs up the Snaggleback after this.
He's like, oh my god, yeah!
Yeah, she had eaten him.
Yeah, she ate him. Wow. That poor Snaggleback.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So then Ida yells at King for a second about stealing the elixir.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, shh. And he pans over to Lucy, who is drawing a bunch of little light glyphs on paper because she's so happy because she can do her magic.
Yay!
It is such a cute scene. And Ida's, you know, impressed because she's like, how is she doing that? King apologizes because he's the cute little baby, and Ida's like, I'm gonna give you a bunch of disgusting chores. And Ida's like, it's not entirely your fault, though. And she basically explains to them that when she was younger, she got cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't know how, but she just knows that if she doesn't take the elixir, then she turns into that beast.
Yes, yes.
Thingy. And that's why she's called the Owl Lady. Bum, bum.
Bum, bum.
Yeah.
So does that mean, like, the whole town knows about her curse?
I guess so.
Hmm.
Like, that's my guess. Like, because, I mean, they call her the Owl Lady, yeah. So they know she turns into, like, a big owl.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess so.
I guess. That's what I assume. They know. So then we're towards the end of the episode now. She says all that, and then she applauds Luce for doing the magic, and it's such a cute little scene because there's a bunch of little light balls, like, behind them or whatever. Oh, and then fucking Hootie wakes up again. And he's like, hello?
Yeah!
I'm on the floor! And that scene also made me laugh a lot. This episode was really funny. This was just funny. So, Hootie's not dead, unfortunately.
It had a good balance of comedy and fear.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, Ida goes and lays back down, and she goes back to Amimir. And then, boom, Lore.
Boom!
Take it away.
Lore. Okay, so basically, right, she's asleep. And, like, she's, like, in, like, her bedroom, right?
She's just, like, in or an empty. Like that? There's, like, in nothing like behind her. Like, it's just, like, gray. She's just standing in front of a door.
So the door opens, right? And then it's this shadowy figure. Like, real shadowy, like, you wouldn't even be able to tell who the heck that is. But they're just, like, standing there staring at her, and she's like, are you the one who cursed me? Like, who are you? Like that type of stuff. And she's had this memory multiple times, because, like, it starts with her going, oh, no, not this again. So, yeah, I guess she dreams about that probably almost every night, probably. I mean, since she was cursed. But yeah. And then it goes back to, like, Luce and King. And King is, like, talking to the Snaggleback. And also Hootie has, like, a bunch of bandages on the door. Which is, I think, is so funny.
Yeah. And he's part of the Boo Boo Buddy Club.
Yeah, he's part of the Boo Boo Buddy Club now. So King's talking to the Snaggleback about demons and stuff like that, and the Snaggleback is like, so I'm, like, the one of the most powerful and feared demons, huh? And King's like, yeah, I'm gonna have to change that.
Yeah, which that I also thought was funny. The Snaggleback is really cute, though.
Snaggleback supremacy. I feel like we should have gotten more of that guy in
this
show.
Yeah, bring him back. Bring him back. I'm a fan.
Bring back Snaggleback.
Oh my god,
it has it has a ring to it.
Yeah.
Hashtag bring back Snaggleback. I like it.
Make it trend.
And yeah, that's where the episode ends. Yeah.
That's the end of the episode.
Wow. Very crazy, intense, lore-driven episode.
Big moments for multiple characters.
Yes.
Big for Ida, big for Luz. I guess big for Keith, too. It was a very good episode.
He got closer to Luz in this episode, so I'd say big for him, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Now it's time for the part of the episode where we discuss our best and worst parts. So go ahead. What was your best part?
I'm going to have to say the... Wait, did you say worst or best?
Best.
Okay. I'm going to have to say... Oh, I'm going to have to say the part with Luce and her doing her first spell, which is basic, but it's just such a cute scene. And the animation gets like really high quality and smooth and it's really pretty. It's a big moment. That
animation quality gets smooth. You know it's going down.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to bring up that animation quality multiple times during the show.
Yeah, man. It's actually my favorite thing because it's just like, it's the telltale sign that something like
big is about to happen. Yeah. What was your worst part?
Worst part. I didn't have a worst part for this episode. I thought it was a solid episode all around.
Okay, great. My best part was the Snaggleback getting taken by Ida. comedy is where it's at for me.
Yeah.
Worst part? Yeah, I don't think I have a worst part either. It was solid all around. Maybe the fact that they killed Hootie, but then he was okay afterwards.
They baited us.
Yeah, I think that would be it.
Yeah, I can agree.
Anyways, yeah. This was a shorter episode than usual. Maybe it's because we weren't so off track other than about pineapples today. So, yeah.
You keep bringing up those pineapples you want to get yelled at.
All right, that is all for this week's episode of 24 Frames. Thank you very much for listening.
If you enjoyed and want to stick around for more episodes, then make sure to follow us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And if you really love us, you'll leave a rating on how wonderful we are. We also want to hear your thoughts on the episode, so email us at official24frames@gmail.com or leave a message at anchor.fm/24owlhouse.
We also have a Twitter and Instagram, so just look us up at 24 Frames Podcast and DM us there.
See you all in the next episode.
Convention!
Yeah, convention! Woo! That's a wrap.